Okay, so as promised, we're going to start learning tonight the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. So we'll start from the very beginning. This is by a quick way of introduction. So Hilchos Tshuva is found in Sefer Mada of the Rambam's 14-part Yad HaChazakah, where he kind of basically encapsulates Kol HaTorah Kula into these 14 volumes. And Hilchos Tshuva is in this one subcategory. And basically, the whole book of Mada is about the principles of Judaism, all the fundamentals you need to believe in. So, for example, believing that there is one God and the like. And Hilchos Tshuva is considered a fundamental of Judaism. You have to understand that Tshuva is totally part of what it means to be a Jew. If you can serve God, then you could also make a mistake in serving God, and there has to be a way to go back to God, and that's what Tshuva is, and that's what it's really all about. So let's just start reading. So Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah Bein Aseh Bein Los Aseh, Im Ava Adam Achas Man. When it comes to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, whether it's a positive commandment or a negative commandment, if a person violates one of them, Bein Bezadon Bein Mishkaga, whether it's on purpose or whether it's by accident, Kishayaseh Teshuvah, when a person does Teshuvah, he repents from the sin, when he returns from his sin, so that's an important part of it. He has to actually decide not to sin anymore. Chayav hisvados lebnei hakel baruchu shenamar ish o isha ki yasu v'sadu eschadasam asher asu ze vidoy dvaram. So a person, as part of their tshuva process, they also have to do this thing called vidoy, which basically means you have to admit to all the sins that you violated. And once you admit to the sins that you violated, then you can really be considered as a full baal tshuva, a full repenter, if you will. And so vidoy ze mitzvah sasei, and to do this actual action of vidoy, to admit to the sins that you violated, that is the mitzvah sasei. That is a positive commandment. Ketzad mitzvah, then how does a person actually do vidoy? Well, it's quite simple. Omer ana Hashem chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha vasisi kach lekach lehari nechamti uvashim b'masai ulom ini chodzer ledavar zeh. There's basically just a couple of components. First, you have to say, God, I'm so sorry. I just really sinned, and here are all the things that I did. I'm totally embarrassed by that. And then you have to promise God, to the best of your ability, that you will never go back to do these things. And if you could do that, then that's vidoy, and then you fulfilled your obligation, and you did a mitzvah by doing this. Vizehu ikaro shel vidoy. That's really the main point of vidoy. That's what it's all about. So this is a really interesting idea. It's not just you just say a couple of words, right? So everyone knows that we have the alchitza on Yom Kippur that we read. So this sin, that sin, right? So it's just a couple of words, really. I mean, there's a bunch of different sins, but it's just one or two words per sin. So really, the ideal is to get to each single alchitza and say, well, on this sin that I did, and then to totally outline every sin. If you could remember all the instances of that sin, that's the ideal, to outline every single idea. And as long if whoever is marta, whoever adds to this amount, whoever is able to list that, all their sins, well, that's just absolutely incredible, and then you really fulfill this commandment of doing vidoy. V'chein balei chataos v'ashamos, and so too those who used to bring karbanos, the chatas and the ashams, be'es shemavi and karbanosayan, al shegasan o al zedonan, whether it was a karban that you brought for an accident or a purposeful sin, ein miskaper lehen b'karbanam, al sheyasu chetshuva, a person is not actually going to be atoned for their sin, even though they killed an animal and they burned it and it went up to heaven, you still will not actually be forgiven for your sins until you do vidoy. You have to do tshuva. V'yisvadu vidoy dvarim shenemar v'yisvadeh asher chatalel. You have to do vidoy. You have to repent. You have to kill the animal, if you will. Then you have to repent. Then you have to do vidoy. Those are the steps. V'kein kol nechuyave mizos beisin. Anyone who violated a sin that the beisin is allowed to kill you for, mechuyave malchus, or you violated a sin that you can get lashes for, ein meskaper lehen b'misasan o b'kiasan. A person, even if they are killed by the beisin, or if they get the lashes, they are not forgiven for their sins. So that's unfortunate for the guy who was killed by the beisin without actually doing this. The person needs to again repent and do vidoy as part of this whole process, and only then will he be forgiven. So let's say a person hurts his friend or hurts someone, or he damages someone else's property, or he steals from someone. Even if he paid this person back, right, there's a monetary obligation, so he pays this person back. This person will not be atoned for his sins until he does vidoy, until he admits to this idea. And he has to commit that he's never going to do it again. These are the fundamental ideas of teshuva. So one, you have to repent. Two, you have to do vidoy, or you have to admit to it. And then finally, you have to say that I'm, to the best of my ability, I will never do this again. And so God willing, that was Hadist Halacha Aleph. They are not all as long as that, but God willing, tonight is the first of many nights of learning Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, and we will see more from here, God willing. But tonight, we'll stop right here.